First of all, on behalf of the staff of St. Thomas Becket, wish all of you a very happy and blessed Easter in whatever way that you will spend that. I thank you for being here this morning. Thank those of you who are visitors or guests to be with us. A special welcome to all of the people from our community who may have been away, those who have maybe been at college, those who have been in the service, maybe those who have moved to other places for work. Welcome back. This is your home, and we're glad that you're here back with us for this Feast of Easter. I'd like to use two props this morning, and I'm wondering if these two young ladies would be willing to help me. Would you help me? You don't have to do anything or say anything. You just have to hold something. No? Neither one of you? Okay. That's all right. Would you? Okay. Come on. How about the young lady with the beautiful Easter hat? You come? Come on. Okay. I want you to come out here in the middle. I want you to take that in both hands. Turn towards the people. I want you to take that and hold that as high as you can, okay? So, thank you. Want to come and stand here? Okay. Thank you. What we have here is a chrysalis. This chrysalis has been hanging from branches over our altar for the whole season of Lent. Here, this young lady, is this wonderful Easter egg. This egg was hanging along with two other eggs in a nest over our baptismal font, also in a branch. And during the season of Lent, as I mentioned in the beginning, we as a community were invited to awaken to the everyday wonders of God. In a chrysalis, the wonders of God happens. For over a period of time in the darkness of the chrysalis, there is growth happening. There is new life happening. And at a specific time, in a specific way, the chrysalis breaks open. And from it comes new life, new growth. An egg sits in a nest for a period of time. And in the darkness of that egg, there is also new growth happening, and new life is being formed. And at a certain specific time, that egg breaks open and new life comes. From the chrysalis, that new life and that new growth is a butterfly. The butterflies that now hang over our altar, the ones that hang in the back over the baptismal font, the ones that are up on the pillars. And as this egg has broken open, sitting in that nest that was there over the baptismal, are now a couple of chicks. In the darkness, in the enclosure, new growth and new life happened. And both struggled at the right time in their white way to come out, to be new growth, new life, and new hope. A butterfly and chicks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In each of our lives, there are also moments of darkness. Moments of darkness that hold us in, keep us from being the way that we want to be. It can be the darkness of discouragement, the darkness of disappointment. It can be that darkness of that diagnosis that takes us down and we say, I don't believe this is happening. It can be the darkness of grief in the loss of a loved one. It can be that darkness of a relationship that we thought would be a lifetime and ends. It can be those moments in time in our life when we feel like the world is going to pieces, or that we might even look within ourselves and find that we feel unfulfilled, disillusioned. And we struggle with those. We struggle to come out of those darknesses. And we can, and we do. And it takes time and it takes work, but we say, I can, I believe I can. And one of those reasons that we believe that we can and we do is the feast and the promise of Easter, the Easter Christ, the resurrection, where Jesus is reminding us that he broke out of the darkness of the tomb. He broke out of the darkness of the stone that was rolled over. He broke out to become new life, new possibility, new hope, and new promise. The awakening to the everyday wonder of God was God bringing Jesus out of that tomb so that you and I can believe and know and live with the promise that the darknesses of our life do not hold us, but bring new life and new hope and new promise. The angels in the gospel today said, ladies, don't stay here. He's not here. Go and see where he's alive and he's real in life. And that is what you and I do. And then the women went, and they went to share their story. And they shared the story of their experience and what they saw. You and I have people in our life who do that for us. This community of St. Thomas Becket is one of those who goes to say there is hope, there is promise, life can be better, life can be different. It's the families that we're part of. It's the relationships and friendships that we have. It's the times when we sit and we pray, when the times we open scripture and we see that word that is there for us. It's that song that speaks to our hearts. All of those are the women of the gospel in our life. They are there for us to tell us, see what is new. See what I experience. See how I can be with you. And it's not nonsense. It's real. You and I have those people in our lives. And you and I are those people that help others to break out of their darkness and see the new life and the new light and the promise and the hope of Christ in our life. A simple message for this Easter day. Believe and know that the risen Christ illumines the dark places in our life. Celebrate today. Wherever you are, however you walk, whatever you see, and simply awaken to the everyday wonders of God that are in the people you will be with, in the world around you, and in yourself. Let's celebrate and pray with that today.